Well, Superintendent, obviously right now we've got the CR that's pending before the governor, and with it, it would go into the start of traditional calendar schools. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it puts all of our schools in our state with the big question, what to do? Do we hire teacher assistants or do we terminate teacher assistants? How much money will we have to hire new teachers? What do we do about materials and resources? How do we plan for the year? So the uncertainty of the budget really puts all of our school districts in a quandary about how to plan.
The response that a lot of the Republican lawmakers will give right now is that, well, in the original CR, we funded for enrollment growth with $100 million. How would you respond to that?
Well, I am grateful that the General Assembly did include growth, and that really is one small way that we have eliminated some of the concerns for how much money schools have. But there's such a wide difference between the House budget and the Senate budget, it's very difficult to determine which way to go when it comes to starting school in the next couple of weeks.
What's your conversation like with the superintendent, school district leaders who are kind of uneasy about this whole process?
Well, the conversation is, well, should I maintain the contract that we have with our teacher assistants, or should we eliminate those positions? What do I do about driver's education? What do I do about the possibility of hiring new teachers? Where do I put those students? So there are many, many questions that our superintendents have about the start of school.
And what have you been responding? What has been your response so far to that?
Well, it's very difficult to tell. So we need to pray a lot. Because it really is difficult to determine which way the General Assembly will go in its funding this year.